here in the studio with me, Monica Ryan and Justin Lee. Welcome, all of you, to The Blend here on WDIY. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you so much for having us. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you.
So, you have a new album out?
I do. It's coming out on July 12th, and I have four singles out already. The album is called Alive, and it's a celebration of really being fully alive in this time where we're all stressed out, and many of us are burnt out, and many of us are drawn away from ourselves. And this is an invitation to take a beat and reconnect with ourselves and our loved ones and our life.
So this is your 15th album, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
And you've been recording for how long? When did this start?
I recorded my first album at the age of 25 in the year 2000.
Wow. Oh, that's right. I have to wish you something. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming here.
Oh, my pleasure.
And Justin, thank you for coming in too.
Thank you.
And so what do you want to do?
So we're going to sing and play two songs from Alive, without a space between. One is called Beauty All Around, and the other is called I Would Like to Know.
Okay, sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, Monica Ryan, and Justin Lee on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY.
There's beauty all around, ever expanding, ever unwinding, starting new each day. And nothing is perfect ever. Nothing is flawless in every way. Only in our imaginations, our life's machinations, perfectly balanced. Life is full of nuance. We must strive for balance each day. There's beauty all around if we seek it. We will find it everywhere. I would like to know if what I feel is real. Can you tell me how you feel? I would like to know if I have a chance, or if I should stop dreaming of this romance. I know there are many wonderful ones, so I'm asking you if I could be yours. 'Cause you could be mine. I would like to know if I should let these feelings grow, and we can fall in love.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
What's the name of that one again?
There's two songs that we put together, because on Alive, they are both bass features.
Okay.
And one is Beauty All Around, and the other is called I Would Like to Know. So they're two separate songs, but we made them one.
I see. So what else do you have on Alive besides just bass-centered?
So there's 13 songs. I'm getting my albums confused. There's 13 songs on this album. And there's piano, guitar, tenor saxophone, trumpet, bass, drums, and that's it. And they're not all on all songs. So the horns come and go and the piano comes and goes.
And you've written all of these and composed all of the music and done all the arranging.
So I wrote on my own 12 of the 13 songs. One of them was a collaboration with a guitar player, Sergio Pereira, who is wonderful and has a wonderful new album out himself called Bossa Plus right now. So he and I decided to create this album together, and we were going to write all the music together. And we were both very busy, actually, at the time. I was recording Playfully, my last album, and he was working on another project. And when we arranged the recording session, he said, you know what, I don't have time to write all the music. Let's do one together. So we did Can You Slip Away together. He wrote the music, I wrote the lyrics. That was such a natural, fun thing to do, and was a beautiful process. But then we divided and conquered because we each had limited time. So he said, do you mind writing the rest of the music? And I said, no problem. And I said, do you mind getting the studio and hiring the musicians in Spain? And he said, no problem. And that's how this happened.
So you recorded this in Spain?
In Valencia, Spain.
Wonderful.
It was fun.
When did this come out?
Well, this is coming out July 12th.
Oh, this one is the one. That's right. I'm sorry. Most of your albums are original music, aren't they?
I would say yes, more than half, much more than half, yeah.
You don't do a lot of covers of standards or anything like that?
I don't. I do. I love the standards. I absolutely love the standards, and they all have a wonderful place in my consciousness and my heart, and I enjoy listening to and singing a standard. But I am a firm believer in writing music for now. Our whole world is different than when these songs were written 100 years ago. And the way we relate to each other is different. The way we express ourselves, the way we flirt with each other, the way we work, it's all very different than it was when these songs were written 100 years ago, some of them. And so I write music that comes from that. That's the trunk of this tree. But it's in today's language for people going through the world thinking and speaking and communicating as we do today.
And how can people find you?
You can find me on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you stream music. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. And I have my website, Monika, MonikaRyan.com.
MonikaRyan.com. All originals. This album, Alive, is coming out at the end of the month.
July 12th.
So the middle of the month. Let's listen to a cut from that. What do you say? I've got one queued up here. It's called In This Moment. Let's listen to Monika Ryan from Alive, In This Moment, on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY.
Glance your way,
WDIY 88.1, Monique Ryan from her album that's coming out in just about 2 weeks called Alive. And we just heard In This Moment Forever, and Monique is here in the studio with me. Thanks for coming in, Monique.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a blast.
It's really fun. You have some more stuff in the pipeline, don't you?
I do. I usually work a couple of CDs out. The next one coming out after Alive is already recorded and mixed. And it's called Sweetness.
And when is that coming out?
That's coming out in the month of February 2025. There will be a few singles out, and then I think the 21st, the whole CD will drop.
Yeah, because I see here that you are performing at Mesro in New York City. That's a Friday night?
Yes, it's a Friday
February 21st for the album release for that.
Yes.
Yes, Mesro is a wonderful club. And is Spike Willner working on that with you?
Yes, Spike Willner, wonderful piano player. He recorded with the Sweetness with me. He plays piano on the album, and he will be playing that night, as will Neil Miner on bass and Joe Strasser on drums. And the clarinet player on Sweetness lives between Australia and New York. So he's going to try to come back for that, but he may or may not be able to.
And you have another gig coming up in September, is that right, at the Cutting Room in Manhattan?
Yes, on Friday the 13th. And we're going to be playing all the music from this album Alive.
Full orchestra?
I think so. We're still confirming. I'm seeing who can be there, but yes, I think so.
Great. So Anything else you want to talk about? Justin, we haven't heard from you. Justin Lee on bass.
I think Monique is amazing, and I'm really happy to be playing with her. We are it's a great community that we have, and you know, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. I think you're wonderful too, Justin.
Well, thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate this. Let me play this, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monique Ryan and Justin Lee here on 88.1 WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Fox Optical and Gallery, 28 East 3rd Street, Southside, Bethlehem, for 26 years bringing together vision and the visual arts, offering eye examinations, contact lens fittings, a selection of contemporary eyewear, and an on-site lab. Since 1998, the gallery at Fox Optical has featured over 120 artists. Learn more at foxoptical.com.
And we're back with Monique Ryan and Justin Lee. So tell me, how do you come up with the ideas for your albums?
Usually, my albums are a response to what I see is needed amongst the people I come in contact with. So the last album that I released in 2023 was called Playfully. I had many conversations with people who were exhausted from the world around them, and that fatigue, surviving a pandemic and surviving turmoil and surviving a news cycle that leaves you stressed out all the time, and surviving can really make people feel like they're not fully living. And so I set out to respond, to point out all the little ways in which we are really living, all the little beautiful things that are around us, all the magic that I see in the people and the world around me, and remind people of all those sparks of joy and life so that I can help fortify their hearts so that they can feel like they're fully living as opposed to surviving and getting through. We need these things to help us face everything we face in life. So both of these albums, Playfully and Alive, are different angles on that same thing. Sweetness, the next one coming, is the same thing and to a different side. It talks a lot, all the lyrics talk about all the joys in the simple things. I list simple things that are joyful, that are heartwarming. I talk about also same thing, connections between people, and express being lucky in these simple things a lot. Because when we hear these things and we're reminded of these things, we feel them ourselves.
Great. Well, let's play one more tune from your album and get on with it. What do you say?
That sounds lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of Monique Ryan's singles that just came out, Can You Slip Away? Let's listen to that here on The Blend, 88.1 WDIY.
Can you slip away with me this week? Take you somewhere where the air is sweet and salty. The sun and the sea will bring you back to your heart. For life is what we make it. Here's adventure, so let's take it. Come with me, remember feeling free. The puzzles of the world can wait. Let's leave them for tomorrow. All we have is now, and this moment is alive. So let's slip away and live for today. Mm-hmm. this week. I want to take you somewhere where the air is sweet and salty. The sun and the sea will bring you back to your heart. For life is what we make it. Here's adventure, so let's take it. Come with me, remember feeling free. The puzzles of the world can wait. Let's leave them.
WDIY 88.1. Thank you so much to Monika Ryan and Justin Lee for coming into the studio today and playing a couple of tunes from their new album, Alive, coming out July 12th.